This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia says the head of the private Wagner military group, who staged a short-lived rebellion, will move to Belarus and not face prosecution as part of a deal to defuse a crisis that posed a challenge to President Vladimir Putin's government. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the fighters who took part in Yevgeny Prigozhin's rebellion will not be prosecuted, while those who did not will be offered contracts by the defense ministry. The deal was struck Saturday in negotiations with the president of Belarus. Prigozhin said afterwards that he was ordering his troops to halt their march to Moscow and retreat to field camps in Ukraine, where they've been fighting alongside Russian troops. By Saturday evening, the Russian mercenary fighters were seen pulling out of Rostov-Don, a city of more than a million people near the border with Ukraine, where the fighters had taken control a day earlier. As the Wagner group began to pull away, the crowd broke out in cheers and chants of "Wagner, Wagner." The result of the standoff in Russia succeeded in de-escalating a major challenge to President Vladimir Putin's grip on power, but analysts say it left Putin looking diminished. Syracuse University professor of Russian politics Brian Taylor called it the most dramatic military confrontation in Russia in 30 years, and he said it will reflect poorly on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think Putin emerges from this significantly weakened. I think if you're a member of the Russian elite, or in fact a member of the Russian population, you're going to look at this and think, wow, a private army just drove on Moscow for most of the day, no one stopped them, and they're allowed to leave and no real consequences after the president went on TV and called what they were doing treason.
Ukraine's defense minister said Saturday an international program to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16